Yeah, exactly. The final score here, Oisin was Mullen 1-17, Derry 14 points. It was a great game of football, very, very enjoyable the time of year. And both teams have taken a lot out of it. Mullen's from, you know, playing in Division 1, their first games away to Galway, so they need good games in the McKenna Cup to get rid of that. From Derry's point of view, they were in Division 3 playing against a team in Division 1, and that has to be good for them as well, considering they're short most of the Coleraine and Slochneil players who were involved in the All-Ireland Hurling Club semi-finals coming up. So as you said, the half-time score was 1-4 to Mullen, 8 points to Derry. Then Derry had a great spell for the first 8 to 10 minutes of the second half, and they went 11 points to 1-5 up at that stage. Jack Doherty had come off the bench, and Christopher McBradley got a very good score. Then the Aaron Mulligan, the wing half forward, we'll hear a lot about this lad. He scored 1-4 today, and he got man of the match here. He's only a young lad out of minors, as I said. Donegal, we remember him when they played against Donegal minors. 1-4 for him today. He got a point then to make it 1-6 to 11. And then Derry again got another point to make it 1-6 to 12. At that stage, they were 3 points up and it looked good. But then Kieran Cusick came on the field at half time, made a big difference inside in the full forward lane with Aaron Mulligan in there. Aaron Mulligan, Kieran Cusick, Desi Ward, Jack McCarron, another man who came off the bench and scored 2 very good scores with his right foot. Kieran Cusick again made it then 1-11 to 12 points in Mullen ahead, and it was all Mullen. Rory Began then came up and kicked a point. Man, as I said, Jack McCarron again. Then Emmett Bradley got 2 points in that period for Derry, but that wasn't enough from their point of view to make it at that stage 14 points to Derry, 1-15. And then the last 2 scores, Rory Began again kicked some fabulous scores. He got 3 points in total, all from free kicks, all outside the 45. Brilliant kicks from him, and he got a point. And then the last point came from McBennett in the middle of the field. Brian McBennett, a new player in the middle of the field for Mullen. So as I said, Oisin, both teams will be very happy with the run out. It will be a help to them, considering, you know, they'll have a competitive game on their belt before each of them play, or before Donegal play Mullen next weekend. Derry will be happy enough with Jack Doherty came off the bench and looked very good. Ben McCarron kicked a couple of very good points. Paddy Casty worked very, very hard, and Emmett Bradley in the middle of the field. Shea Downey had a very good first half. Paddy McGrogan had a very, very good game all through, and, you know, played really well considering a young lad in the full back lane. And from Mullen's point of view, as I said, the players are named, still down to the older players, all right. Aaron Mulligan and Barry McBennett, the player talked about in the middle of the field, and Aaron Mulligan looked really, really good. This boy's a big find for them. Gary Mohan at full forward, a new man as well, had a good first half, but it really was down to the men coming off the bench. Jack McCarron, Kieran Cusick particularly, making a big, big difference, and Rory Began, that man again, come up kicking the point. So as I said, both teams will be very, very happy here with the game. The new rules didn't have a big bearing on it. There wasn't anything controversial in it. We had 2 black cards laid on for Senegal tackles, all right. But other than that, there were nothing else. The mark inside is interesting. You do need maybe a bigger player inside to win that ball, and you do get your free, as I said, when the ball goes in. It was kicked from outside the 45. Other than that, as I said, a very enjoyable game. Both teams be happy, but particularly Mullen on a scoreline of Mullen 1-17, Derry 14 points.